With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Among the thousands of prominent figures attending tomorrow's inauguration is the Reverend William F. Kamuyi. He's the founder of Nigeria's Deeper Life Bible Church, the third largest Christian church in the world. On the eve of the inauguration, the global evangelist offered this prayer for the incoming president.
Almighty God, it's pleased you to bring President-elect Donald Trump to the throne in biblical language and to lead at this time. We're asking that your grace will be with him, your wisdom and your power, and we pray you'll help him to remain focused and all the things he's brought out in his campaign of giving Christ the recognition, the honor that he deserves.
Donald Trump takes the oath of office as our nation's 47th president at 12 noon Monday. Also at srnnews.com in Washington today, Donald Trump addressing supporters at a Make America Great Again victory rally.
I want to thank the tens of thousands of incredible men and women who have come from all over the nation to take part in this very special moment. And I just heard in watching some of the coverage that there are rallies like this taking place all over the country. People are happy.
Earlier in the day, with chilly conditions and light rain, Mr. Trump laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. TikTok is back in business, restoring service to users in the United States just hours after the platform went dark. That was in response to a federal ban. The move now today comes after Donald Trump saying earlier in the day he plans to pause the ban by executive order. This is SRN News. A warning about Syria.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, and he does not trust the Muslim rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad in December. He tells the Christian Post that the rebels, quote, have absolutely mercilessly targeted Syria's Christians in the past. This is radical Islam. We know who these guys are. Since taking control of the country, the rebels have promised religious tolerance for all, but those promises have been very vague. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. Measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have also passed laws. Those laws keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and bar sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. Issues at a jail in South Carolina. Here's John Scott.
Federal investigators have found in a report that the South Carolina jail vastly underreports the violence behind its walls, lets dozens of inmates go unsupervised for long periods, and lets crimes against prisoners go unpunished. The U.S. Department of Justice told the jail in Richland County it must swiftly improve conditions, repairing locks that don't lock, putting more guards on duty, and investigating alleged crimes behind bars. The report says that at least two killings of prisoners were reported to the staff by outside callers. John Scott reporting.
Eastern Michigan University says two men's college basketball games flagged for unusual betting this season. A spokesman says the school became aware of the matter in midweek as two games had suspicious gambling activity that prompted a betting firm to alert its clients. More details at srnnews.com.